In this audio, we are going to tap to hold the fire of righteous anger without burning out. Tap on the side of the hand. Take a nice deep breath. Move from tapping point to tapping point, repeating after me. There is a fire burning inside of me. And it is not just frustration or irritation. It is deep righteous anger. The kind of anger that rises from witnessing harm. From seeing the pain others are forced to carry. From knowing that injustice continues, even when it should have ended long ago. This fire doesn't come from bitterness. It comes from love. From a heart that wants better for this world. And from a nervous system that cannot stay quiet when something is deeply wrong. I feel it swelling in my chest, tightening in my throat. It pulses in my body like electricity that needs somewhere to go. And I don't want to push it down. Because this anger matters. It is here to show me something. To wake something up in me that refuses to be numb. But I also know this truth. That if I try to carry this fire without care, if I don't pause to ground and breathe, if I don't tend to myself along the way, this fire can turn inward. It can leave me exhausted, brittle, or consumed. So I take a breath, not to make the fire go away, but to remind myself that I can hold this flame without letting it destroy me. I can honor what I feel fully and honestly. While still protecting my body, my energy, and my voice. I release the belief that I must be in constant fight to prove I care. I release the pressure to burn myself out in the name of change. I release the fear that resting or slowing down means I am giving up. Because this fire is not leaving me, and I don't need it to. But I want to carry it differently. Not as something that burns everything it touches, but as something that lights the path forward. Something that keeps me warm, awake, and alive. I am allowed to feel this outrage. To let it sharpen my clarity. To let it shape my purpose. And still step away when I need to. Still soften when I need rest. still be tender with myself, even in the heat of it all. This fire inside me is sacred, and I choose to tend to it with reverence. I choose to let it guide me, not consume me. And I trust that in staying close to myself, I can stay in the work. I can stay in the truth. In the moment. Without losing the very part of me I'm trying to protect. Take a nice deep breath and stretch.